on July 17th, right before midnight, Mr. Thompson showed up at Amanda Thompson's, or I'm sorry, Mr. Crouch showed up at Amanda Thompson's home. She lived on South Ogden Street. You know, they had been in a relationship previously. They had been in a relationship for approximately 4 years. He, at one point in time, had lived at this address, but he was no longer living there at the time of this incident. And he showed up. Essentially, it was without incident initially, about 11:30 in the evening. He left, and then he returned about 40 minutes later, shortly after midnight. Amanda Thompson and her adult daughter were sitting on the front porch. Crouch pulled up in his BMW Series 7. He got out of his vehicle, immediately walked towards the front porch, and was firing a pistol. He fired several rounds, and in multiple rounds struck Amanda Thompson. Her daughter, who was sitting with her, immediately fled as he started to fire rounds, immediately fled into the home where there were children located, and she called 911. She heard more gunshots being fired, and when she came back out of the house, her mom was unresponsive on the porch. Ricky Crouch returned to his vehicle and drove away. The Buffalo Police Department showed up very shortly thereafter, and Amanda Thompson was declared dead on the scene. They got a description of Crouch and his vehicle, and the Buffalo Police immediately began searching for him along with a number of other departments. He was located believed to be in Pennsylvania early the next day. And then there was a point in time where, you know, with a number of police agencies looking at looking for him via his phone, via the car, where he was identified as returning back into New York State from Pennsylvania and on the I-90 traveling eastbound. The New York State Police attempted to stop his vehicle, and some point between exits 58 and 57, just before that exit 57 into Hamburg, he crashed his vehicle, and his vehicle caught on fire. He was detained at the scene and was taken to Erie County Medical Center. There was evidence recovered from the vehicle, including the remnants of a pistol that had been damaged in the fire, but he was taken to ECMC. Now, there's a lot of evidence in this case. There's video evidence, DNA evidence. As I indicated, the firearm that was recovered, there's digital forensic evidence, including phone records and physical phones themselves. There's also interviews and, you know, an autopsy report that's coming from the medical examiner's office. So he has been in ECMC since the date he was detained. He was arraigned this morning, actually, at Erie County Medical Center by Supreme Court Justice Kelly Vacco. She arraigned him on this 9-count indictment. She continued his remand, so he is not going to be able to be out of custody during the pendency of this case. The most serious count is that the charge of murder in the first degree. It is essentially the same elements as a murder in the second degree count in New York State. In other words, he's charged with the intent to cause the death of another person and being more than 18 years old. At the time of the crime, he caused the death of Amanda Thompson, and when he did so, he had a prior conviction of murder in the second degree. That was from January 24th, 1997, and that predicate we have to prove. That's an element of the crime of murder in the first degree in this case. Now, as you may know, normally I don't talk about criminal defendants' records and their priors. I'm not allowed to talk about it. There are specific provisions in New York state law that prohibits district attorneys from discussing someone's prior criminal history. This is an exception to that because we have to prove that prior conviction as one of the elements of the crime of murder in the first degree.
There's been an alleged history of violence between the Crouch and the victim, Amanda Thompson. Any word on how often they've been going to that house to settle matters between the two?
So she has lived there for many, many months. I will tell you that the indictment includes additional incidents that occurred at the house. The first two counts of the indictment regard an incident that occurred on April 12th. Amanda Thompson was not actually home. Her 14-year-old boy was home alone, and Crouch crawled through the rear bedroom window of the house, apparently to get some personal property. The 14-year-old boy saw him, and when he saw him, there was no incident initially. Crouch left with some property, and then the boy closed the front door and locked it. Crouch then kicked in the front door, came back in, and physically confronted the 14-year-old boy. Now, he then fled the scene, and so charges are filed against Crouch for that incident by the grand jury. That includes a burglary in the second degree charge, as well as an endangering the welfare of a child. And then there was a second incident that occurred in May. It was actually May 19th that occurred at the home, very similar to the April incident. This time it did involve Amanda Thompson. She was home with her 13-year-old and 10-year-old girls, and Crouch came by at around 8 p.m. on May 19th. Amanda Thompson were outside. She ran into the house, and then he ran and kicked in the front door on this occasion as well. He demanded that she return his phone. He then fled the scene, and she called the Buffalo police. She called 911. The Buffalo police responded, and that incident resulted in him being chased, and he eventually was detained at a dead end street, Bailey and Barnett Place. When he was detained, there was a gun found that was loaded that he should not have been in possession of. It's a criminal possession of a weapon in the second degree, unlawful possession of a loaded firearm. He was also charged with a burglary in the second degree for that incident at the home of Amanda Thompson, and the endangering the welfare of a child because the presence of the 13-year-old at the time. So those are the two prior incidents that happened that are in the indictment. And, you know, like I said, this is a 9-count indictment, that the most serious of which is obviously the murder in the first degree. And if he is found guilty of that count, he will be facing a potential life without parole sentence. Now, I should say, and I always am, obligated to say that Mr. Crouch is presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty. This indictment is, you know, merely allegations at this point in time. But if he's convicted of the highest count, he will face a potential sentence of life without. Obviously, this is a horrific tragedy. Domestic violence is a significant issue in Erie County and across New York State, across the country. This is an awful case. It's a tragic case. You know, Amanda Thompson leaves behind three minor children, as well as the adult child that I mentioned. And, we're happy that obviously the Crouch was able to be caught by the police and detained without anybody else getting hurt. But as I said, this is a horrific tragedy.